Hello, my name is Felicia. Thanks for calling Customer Care. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. I have two charges for $119.85 each on my account, and that is, I mean, it was taken off of my out of my bank card that I have not ordered. And the young man I just spoke with kept telling me that it was that this product was sent to me, and then I sent it back. That is not true because I never got a product and I have never sent anything back, but I was charged $119 twice. So I need that money back. I cannot afford $119.
I'll take a look at your account and we can do an investigation on it. What's your zip code?
My zip code is 46706.
46706?
Yes. When you say investigation, what do you mean by that? Because that boy had me all confused.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Lynette Walker.
And verify your address, Ms. Walker.
1111 Cindy Street, Auburn, Indiana. 46706.
Thank you. Bear with me one moment, please, ma'am.
Yes. I mean,
okay, so it looks like there is an order placed for the anti-aging cream.
Yeah,
on October the 26th, and you paid the $6.95 each to have it mailed out to you?
That's what this young man's saying,
okay.
That I did, yes. And then
okay,
go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So the post office sent confirmation that the anti-aging product were delivered to your address. You stated that you never received the product.
I have not. I told the young man, I can walk down here and check my mailbox. I live in a trailer court, so all mailboxes are in spots, you know. So I can walk down there and check it, but there's been nothing in the mail for me. When did we check the mail? The other day when we got all that junk mail out, remember? What day was that? But it was one day this week.
Somebody got it.
Yeah, somebody got it. Returned to sender. Somebody had to have returned it. I did not return it. I never got it to return.
Okay. And, do you recall placing the order?
No, I do not.
Okay. So what we'll do is when I said we can do an investigation, we can contact the local police department and provide your IP address, and that will give us the exact location who could have placed the order using your card.
Right. Well,
Go ahead.
Well, he asked me if anyone else had access to my card. Well, the only ones in my house are my grandchildren. I have a 13-year-old, but I can't imagine my 13-year-old ordering anti-aging cream.
Okay, so that's why I said we can do an investigation. It'll tell us the location of where the order was placed from, and at that time we can reach back out to you once the investigation has been completed, Ms. Walker. But I can go ahead and get a temporary refund applied to your card while we're investigating the account for you.
You know what? It's Christmas, and that helps.
Do you mind holding while I get everything updated for you?
Not at all. Yes.
Okay. Bear with me one moment, please, ma'am.
Okay. Now, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I keep that? Can I have something done where no further things can be ordered or no further things can be done?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you a cancellation number at the end of the call, and that will confirm that there will be no further activity to this account going forward.
Oh, thank you. Okay. That might hurt me sometime in the future, but not today.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing this on my own. I can't afford that stuff.
Okay. One moment.
Thank you. Oh, you type that. Got it. Joy, what did I do with that paper? Oh, I got it. Okay. Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You are like the third or the fourth company that I have had you contact this week.
Really?
Yes. So I had a $64 charge off. I had a $45 charge for something. I have no idea. And it's all happened all at once.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I know. So it's really bothering me. And this is the biggest one, $240. That's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I've gotten everything canceled out for you, Ms. Walker, so that would be no further attempts to charge this card. And I'm going to provide to you a confirmation number for your cancellation.
Okay.
And that refund will be, those two refunds that you're getting back will be applied back to your card within 3 to 5 business days in the amount of $119.85 each.
Okay.
Your confirmation number is C as in cancel.
Okay.
663.
Okay.
429.
Okay.
748.
748. Okay. Can we read it back?
You can read it back. Yes, ma'am.
I feel better if I do. C663-429-748.
Yes, ma'am. You'll see those refunds back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Your account will remain canceled out. There'll be no further activity. And then once we finish the investigation, we can definitely reach back out to you to confirm that, okay?
Thank you so much, ma'am. You are so much easier to talk to.
Thank you.
Is it daytime where you're at? Where are you at?
No, ma'am. It's night. It's actually 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, you're an hour behind us. Okay. All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome, Ms. Walker. You as well. Thanks for calling Customer Care. Have a wonderful night and happy holidays to you.
Oh, you also. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.